And recording. Yo, what's going on, guys? Justin here with another episode of the podcast. You guys have not seen us do a podcast episode in mad long. Lewis was actually featured on like the past three. If you want to go watch them, go ahead and watch them. But in today's episode, we are going to be talking about anime. So all you anime watchers, watch. Today we're actually going over the worst animes. Mind you, these are biased opinions, and we will have some facts to back it up. We'll go through top 10 animes, and the thing with this one, so you guys will have more content to watch, is we all cannot say the same anime. So we're going to go one by one, everyone list theirs, and we'll try to get up as high as we can. Whoever's left is whoever's left, but that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do also best genres, and then we're going to add some reasons why you females should watch anime. But other than that, if we throw in some other stuff, we might, but more anime content will come soon with all three of us. But ready? Let's get it started. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Javi, go first. He's a reoccurring guest.
All right, guys. I'm Lewis. Just, you know, I've been a frequent anime watcher. Should watch a little bit more, but I'm very biased. So pretty much a little bit about me is, you know, I'm very outgoing, very charismatic, but pretty much everything you want in a man.
Yeah. So you say give your personality. So tell us who you are. We'll move it on.
We're trying to get girls off of this.
All right. So you could go ahead. I'll pass on the baton.
I'm Jay Akaza. I've probably been watching the anime the longest out of us three. I've been watching this shit longer than Justin.
Way longer.
Yeah, so my whole shit is this is my realm. This is my space right here. So I'm ready to get my shit off. For sure.
The only place that he succeeded in life.
Hey.
Cat, but we gonna move on.
I ain't gonna say no to that. Alright, guys. Mind you again, some of you guys can get mad. Some of you guys gonna find some of your favorite animes in the worst list, but get over it. So, all right, let's start.
I said pre-production. I'm trying to avoid calling Javi a little basic hoe.
Hey, throw it out there. But let's go ahead and start with Lewis. We're doing this is the best. Mind you, no one can say the same ones. So, boom, go. Lewis.
I wouldn't. By the way, I'm doing no order, just when I could say hit.
Yeah, I'm not.
A lot of different ways, right? You know, so, for me, Attack on Titan, and I'll go into detail why. First off, in every season, I feel like they gave you a little bit more in different areas of where anime should thrive, in my opinion. When they started you off with a backstory, super great character development. Let's all be honest, Eren was a piece of shit main character, but we were just so intrigued with everything going around, and that says a lot about the anime itself. How many people could say, you know, the main character didn't grasp you into the anime, but just the content of everything that was going around it is what really brings you in. And then I'll say within the second season, you're looking at a little bit more action, more story onto why. And then they switched it from being, in my opinion, more of a story into a drama.
Yeah.
More drama. Of a drama into the second and third season. And then into the fourth season, I felt like it was almost a thriller. You didn't really know what was going on. If you didn't watch the manga, you had no idea, you know, the things, or you couldn't predict anything. And it gave you that anxiety feeling of not knowing. So I feel like you got a good wide area of why, not to mention great. If somebody's going to go, somebody's going to go. There's not, you know, no Dragon Balls or, you know, no shame on Dragon Ball Z, but it's very... No.
Talk that shit.
Each character had a purpose, in my opinion.
Sure.
And that's just a little bit of why I liked it. It's good to see that they're not just bullshitting a backstory for somebody or bringing in somebody because they later realize this person could have more of a purpose later on the show. No, it's this your purpose. Here, why these people are going to have to adapt to the situation, and this is what they came from it.
Got you. I got you. All right, Jordan, you.
One second.
Actually, I'm gonna time these next time. So every time we go, because honestly, It's gonna be okay. So everyone gets like 2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right. Yeah, I'll wait for you to start to get the timer.
Bro, you know what you want to say, bro. Oh, no.
Yeah. If y'all know me, they know me. They know this answer was coming off right off the bat. The only answer I'm going to give that's in an order, and this is number one, Gurren Lagann for sure. I don't know, man. Show, not only is it a great show, it has a lot of sentimental value to me. I was very, when I saw it for the first time, I was very unsure of who I was in life. I think this is like around like freshman year, high school, maybe sophomore. No, maybe middle school. I don't even remember. It's been a minute ago, that's for sure. But yeah, so it is a mech with a lot of underlying themes that you probably would probably miss on a first watch. And I do notice that people like Gurren, but I feel like people don't like Gurren enough. Absolutely. So Gurren is a good show. It just, like I said, just it has more depth than a lot of people think it does. So it does have hype for sure, but a lot of
not bad hype
when it comes to me was like I said, just shit that you wouldn't catch on the first. So like the whole theme of that double helix that Simone be talking about with the drill. Awesome. So like you can literally apply that to almost any part of the show and it'll make sense. So like when it comes to the characters in the show, there's two kinds of people in the show. There's the Kaminas and then there's the Rasus. The Kaminas are always the, you know, look before you leap,
energy,
all action, minimal words, you know what I'm saying? And then Rasus are all planning things out, you know, trying to get as much information as they can before, and maybe even a little unsure of themselves because of they're a little afraid. So yeah, 10 seconds. But yeah, that's Gurren Lagann. Love it. Great mech. Just amazing visuals, great story, great characters, all that.
All right. Damn. It was 30 seconds or maybe 1 second before the ending. Honestly, I'm going to give myself only 90 seconds because that's all I need to explain this. You know, Steins Gate. Any time travel show you have ever watched, this is the best. I don't care if you're talking about time travel, reality TV, time travel anime. This beats all any time travel anime or regular reality TV shows. I stand by that. I stand my ground on that. I'm not sure. It's honestly not as, would you say it's as like mainstream in the anime world or?
Science Gate?
Because it's not talked about a lot.
I feel like if you've dipped your toes in anime more so than like just the general
mainstream
things, you probably would have heard of Steins Gate.
Right.
I mean, it's intimidating. When I see it, that it's intimidating, man.
It is. It's definitely a show that has a lot more depth and something I feel like isn't a good recommend for someone just getting into anime.
That's I'll definitely, let you know. Yeah. You have to have a college reading level.
is because you will read at least a fucking book by watching this anime. And got 20 seconds left. But honestly, I really can't say anything other than that because I feel like I'm going to spoil something. Just know you will get in your feels. It'll feel like a science even. Freaking anime at first, and then you're gonna catch yourself in a little romance. So that's all I gotta say. That's it. All right, Lewis, you got you?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Hunter x Hunter. I mean, I feel like at this point, everyone I've spoken to in regards to anime has either heard about it or have it in their top five or top 10 as well. And it should be. I mean, there's not really anything I can say bad about it. One of the things I've always speak to everyone about and that is always told to me, and we all agree on, is it does have one of the best magic systems or how they gauge their powers within the show of being balanced and completely at least trying have reasoning or making sense of everything. I mean, it's one of the only shows, in my opinion, to where it's kind of like has that action adventure feel, kind of similar to a lot of other most of the mainstream or that most people come across, Dragon Ball Z, Yu Hakusho, or even Naruto, all have that same type of feel. But in regards to something making sense or characters also, like at AOT, they're gone, they're gone. For the most part, there's some, you know, there's some instances where they ignore it, but it really just is a good overall watch. And to me, it ranks a little higher in that category than the others. Actually, a lot higher to me, but that's just me being biased. But that's pretty much
it's definitely a title that transcends its own genre, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, adventure, like they perfected that in terms of adventure.
For sure. So. And definitely, in my opinion, a better anime than its own source material.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't like the – I'm not a huge fan of the art by Togashi.
Big drunk.
Anything else you want to say?
Big drunk.
No, I mean, that sums it up. Most people watch it, they know. They know.
All right, Jordan, all you 2 minutes starting now.
So, second, I'm going to have to go with the Monogatari series. Now, this is a really weird – yeah, I know you weren't expecting this one. I just finished it not too long ago. This is a weird entry. This is definitely, if y'all thought Steins Gate was a lot of reading, this, so it's just all dialogue. And while it has nothing to do with time travel or anything like that, like I said, just very dialogue heavy. I promise you that I've never attempted to start a show more times than I have this. I think I legit started and then dropped the show at least 10 times in its first season. Bro, it's definitely a hump to get over, because not only is it dialogue heavy, it has a very weird premise. So to go over real quick, a student named Araragi Koyomi becomes a quasi-vampire, and his existence is linked to an actual vampire that now shares kind of like this blood tie with him. And he kind of goes along and trying to helps out his classmates and friends that also are dealing with basically problems we see as adolescents that have manifested themselves as apparitions, like ghosts and spirits. And yeah, so that's kind of getting into it without giving any spoilers. But it's a very good show that, like I said, dialogue heavy with a great fucking cast. Definitely the best female characters I've ever seen in anything.
That's
all ever.
That's in there is females.
It is, bro. But like all, and like I hate, one of my pet peeves in anime is that a character gets juice and then is not touched at all or is glossed over. Every character in that show has a great arc. Like, it's just amazing. I can't recommend it any higher. Like I said, once you get over that initial hump of the premise and the dialogue,
that's good from there. All right, I'm gonna go.
And hit me real quick. Hit me up if you need the watch list. It's a really weird thing. It literally has like a certain watch list.
Put your at down below, bro, so they could.
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter at where is my goth girlfriend.
All right, so mine's starting. Yeah, this is kind of weird because we're not allowed to say manga. We're not allowed to say movies in this for now, at least. I'm gonna go with Berserk. Even though it cut out basically a third. It only got a third in on the show of the
month. Yeah. At least for where the show is now. I think in the 90s, right. It was like maybe halfway through.
Yeah. Also, I'm gonna say like 40% of the way through, and I would be satisfied.
Because you are talking about the 90s adaptation.
Yeah, the 90s. Right? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure.
Not the newest one.
Had to check the temperature of the room real quick.
You guys think I'm high. So it's literally 40% of what the full manga is. But in that first, like, 40%, if you watch the series, like, you would be pissed that he did not make an adaptation for the next. So you would be so pissed that you would go to the manga and read it. That's how enjoyable it was, and that's how much like spite and anger, like that show.
Definitely a cursed.
Yeah, it's a cursed. So to talk about a little bit, literally, this guy, he gets done dirty by one of his homies, but his homie became his homie by first doing him dirty and basically owning him and sunning this dude. And so literally the guy ends up following his best friend, and then his best friend ends up screwing them over. I'm not going to tell you how, but that anime really brings out some hate for you, and you're going to find one character you like, and you're going to find a character that you just freaking like, hate. And that's what that show brought out of me. So that show, so the show is like literally so good that it's going to make you want to go to read the manga. That's all I got to say. All right, Javi, on to you.
And all right, quick, the premise of Berserk is essentially Game of Thrones with less magic.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
This is literally what it is.
Your time starts now.
Damn, this game, man, give me the limits. All right, so I'll go with a slice of life type anime for me. And you guys might disagree that it was a slice of life, but it definitely, I felt like it was a slice of life. It was Samurai Champloo. And the reason I like this anime was specifically because it kind of, the way the characters are introduced, you don't get too much backstory until it goes along and you actually grow an attachment with them. And the more you get a backstory or a memory or how they handle a situation or how each one has a different personality per situation, it reminds you of what it would be like if you brought out your friends and wanted to go on an adventure and how you guys would act in situations, because it's so relatable. And it's just a fun watch. I feel like you need a different job. This in itself, it eases your mind from watching those dialogue heavy anime like these to watch. So if you finish watching one of the two that they just recommended or previously, like Steins Gate, or my God, I didn't even know that. I didn't watch it. The name alone, you know, gave me some fear in my heart. But I feel like this is a good easing in anime that's very enjoyable to watch. Action's great. I mean, well, some of the best soundtracks in any other anime that you'd find. So definitely recommend.
Can I go for a hot take?
Not too many episodes to go into.
I'm gonna say top three.
Go ahead.
Can I go for a hot take? I'm not a huge fan of the music. It's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad in any sense of the word, but I just, at least from, especially from anime, I've personally heard better.
Who's my goth, or where's my goth girlfriend? That's where you guys can find him, on Twitter.
Don't blame me, please.
Oh, all right, Jordan, your turn. It's now.
Damn, you didn't even let me choose my shit before you started the timer. I'm gonna go with Anohana. So Anohana is a show recently. You haven't seen Anohana, have you? Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Wait, with the girl that dies as a...
Yeah. That's not a spoiler, by the way. That's known from the first episode. So I watched Anohana. It was recently added to Netflix, and I forgot about it. But I had watched that a long time ago. And that show is a... So essentially, again, not a spoiler, one of the main characters is dead. She's dead from the first episode already. Essentially, a group of childhood friends lost one of them in a tragic accident. And that the girl that died comes back to one of them specifically, and only he can see her. His name is Jintan. And essentially, they try to get the group back together after having gone their separate ways for the most part. So I think one of them is a very free-spirited, kind of travels a lot. I know the main character, Jintan, is a otaku, essentially. Like, he never goes to school unless he absolutely has to. And then two of them kind of become more like a preppy kind of deal. And then I think the other one is just like a girl trying to fit in. But yeah, so great characters, great dialogue, great adaptation, by the way. Like, I love the visuals, and it's very touching. It has to deal a lot with tragedy, grief, has to deal with the death of a loved one from a lot of different aspects, from a parent, a childhood friend, all that kind of shit. But yeah, I top three, honestly, for me, if I had to. I absolutely love Anohana.
Guys, I will stand behind that one. I might just watch that, and you will cry a little bit.
You definitely will.
Tear up. That's all I gotta say.
Especially if you're one of those if you're somebody who has lost somebody before.
It's definitely
a tear jerker.
Genton had it the worst. That's all I gotta say.
For sure.
All right, my shit starts now. I'm gonna go ahead and say monster. If you are into any,
but you, I'm glad you said it because you probably could give a better description of it than I can because it's been a minute.
Of course, if you're into any crime sort of anime or crime sort of type of film or any type of the ones that just get you like, oh, what is he gonna do? What is he? Oh no, I didn't expect that. Like those type of films or those type of series, you need to watch Monster. Serial killer, doctor saves him, and doctor's going through his whole life between whether I should kill him or whether I shouldn't, and it's just a mind fuck in a sense. And you know, you get it, and some people say, oh, read the manga, it's gonna be less time, or watch the anime. You're gonna appreciate it if you do both. That's all I gotta say. Because
it's definitely a good step away from a lot of the supernatural shit. Like it's very grounded. Especially for anime.
Right. And it definitely helps you get in that type of Joker, like not Joker type of feel, but like the mindset, like how crazy and psychopathic like a serial killer could be. And it helps you like get into his mind and see like, yo, this is what a serial killer could do and screw you over. And this is how criminals get in the head of investigators and how investigators actually get screwed over. Mind you, some investigators go on these private investigation things for years at a time, don't get to see their family, and just focus in on solving the crime. Imagine what that does to your mental. So that definitely does, there's just a lot of mind, and you're going to get attached to some characters, you're going to want to predict stuff, and it's fun. So, awesome crime. All right, Luke, your turn.
And just to add on, I remember you told me a good way to summarize it was, at the end of you watching it, the first thing you said to me is, that he pretty much had to become a monster in order to catch a monster.
Yeah, that's the
so that that's probably one of my favorite sayings ever. I think that actually comes from, or that's what inspired Berserk is the saying. What is it? It's like when you're catching beasts or when you're hunting monsters, be sure to take heed to not become a monster yourself, and when the abyss gazes back, or when you gaze into the abyss gazes back.
Run the skeleton, the big ass skeleton guy.
Oh my god. All right.
That's done.
All right, go. All right,
so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna pick an anime that you really just had no idea what to expect, in terms of per each episode, it was something new and it was something that just by reading it, you couldn't figure out what's really going on. Say Made in Abyss. It's one of the newer animes, but what I liked about it is each episode, I had no idea what to expect. Each episode, something random would happen. Not necessarily random, but something that you wouldn't have predicted or the outcome that happened. And I feel like for them to have as much character development and as much detail within anime that's less than 15 episodes, they did a really great job. I mean, their story itself, you have to be super creative. I could definitely say one of the things about this anime is you're not going to find another anime to remotely come close story-wise to this. They definitely have their own story.
Yeah, I don't know anything that is similar in any way.
They did one of the best character developments in 13 eps too. Like, that I can think
that's
of.
That's very true. That's very true.
You guys, you still got 25 seconds. You want to end that early? Or you got anything else to say about Made in Abyss? Any hits?
Yeah, I mean, watch it. It's 13 eps.
What? Do we know what number one?
All right, so that's it. Lewis, that is fourth. You're on your third. You're on your fourth now.
I'm on my fourth. All right, I'm going to go with I'm gonna rep the game. I'm gonna go with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Top three shonen in my opinion. I won't even attempt to explain the premise. It's just the definition of the word shonen is basically the way I can describe that. So, but other than that, a little a rough start, not gonna lie, but definitely a show that not only that I love it because it just progressively got better, but the way the author kind of wrote the story and in giving himself multiple main characters that are share the same lineage, it allowed him to tell a different story each part. And I absolutely fucking love that because I know we've all thought that, like, yo, what if I watched this show, but it was a different, put this protagonist in a different kind of environment, see how that would happen. So it's great to watch the show go from essentially almost a thriller with part one with vampires and all that to part three being a road trip, part four, a murder mystery, part five, a gangster flick, like, crazy fights, crazy abilities. Like I said, just progressively got better as it went away. Some of his best work hasn't even been adapted yet, but like I said, can't recommend JoJo's enough. Top three shonen, in my opinion.
All right. Me and Lewis has not watched it. I mean, Lewis has watched some of it. He hasn't finished it yet.
I watched, I'm not going to say too much. I'm on a third season.
I'm not going to say too much.
I was in the third season. I skipped. I watched some of the fourth season. I watched a full two. And what I noticed is it's one of those animes. The start was, for me, it was very, very
enticing.
that's an understatement in my opinion. But when you start getting into great content and JoJo's, I feel like it all hits as a flashback and you don't remember the bad. I feel like it starts to kind of go with a purpose.
You almost appreciate the bad, in my opinion.
It helps you appreciate the good. As just, you know, giving it an idea. So pretty much what you said, but in a more friendly way, like, yeah, the start of it makes you appreciate the growth that much more. So when you're committed to it, feel like there's nothing really bad to say about it later on.
I can see that. I mean, usually if you guys already are in the anime community, JoJo and Jordan could agree, is one of those animes that is bashed on for its flamboyant characters and
meme through like three levels along.
Yeah, flamboyant as in
there's game. So you can literally Google JoJo's memes and it'll be shit like one meme from every episode of JoJo's.
It's fucking insane. But
yeah, I love it.
All right, guys, my fourth. I'm gonna go Haikyuu. It's made by the same people that make Kuroko's, right?
Yeah,
made by the same people that make Kuroko's. And mind you, I played basketball in high school. If you ever played sports, regardless, and you know that feel of trying to get to states, trying to get to districts, trying to get to championships, mind you, I played basketball. Me watching this anime, I could tell you that definitely wanted me to switch to volleyball. And it made me conscious of my day. Main character, short guy, just unbelievable.
I didn't even play sports in high school, and I wanted that shit made me want to play volleyball.
Yeah. So literally, the whole anime is just presented on volleyball and character development, like of just like giving you that, what is that? That kind of boost that, hey, you could do anything, or you could get to what you want to do as long as you push hard enough. Even if you lose, you push. Like, this is all like a lot of stuff in basketball. Like, they literally, when they put you in the game, if you're not performing or your head's not there, you got to get pulled out. Once you get your head in the game, coach will let you make mistakes. Like, it literally is high school sports, like in an anime. And it's so just like a lot of energy. Like, it's such a hype anime. And most people in the anime community, like, just put up, oh my, it's so hype. Like, dude, at the end of the day, it's not rated up there. Or less, it wouldn't be as hype as it is. So you're going to get really energized, even though you even haven't even touched a volleyball in your life. So that's all I got to say about Haikyuu.
All right, I'm going to be honest. Watching Haikyuu made me maybe get mad at myself for going to volleyball games just to look at
booty.
Ass all day. I was missing on so much, bro. Yeah, volleyball is very, from when you're looking at it from that perspective, it's very engaging and very intense for sure.
Neff. All right, Lewis, you.
I feel like we can't have this discussion without mentioning One Punch Man, and I'll tell you why. I mean, whenever I remembered seeing a good anime, I would just remember the great detail and how much I loved it. But when you think about One Punch Man, you're always going to think about the animation and the simple,
or the art, if you read the manga.
And the satisfaction, the humor. I mean, let's just go with the fact that they did a great job of straight up addressing this is not going to have a lot of plot holes because it's not plot heavy, or it doesn't really even have a plot. We're going to show you what a great animated anime could do with a little bit of episodes and some of the best animation we've seen yet with humor involved. You don't have to worry about this not making sense because it's not meant to. It's not meant to make sense. It's meant to be a great watch. It's like some of those video games that you'd play that didn't even have a story mode, but it was just fun. That's the same feeling you get when you watch One Punch Man. So on top of that, it gave you a different feel. You don't have to – I feel like whenever I'd watch anime a second time around, I'd notice a lot of plot holes. Sometimes it didn't make me appreciate the anime as much, but One Punch Man, you don't have to worry about all that, and it's just something that you really never get tired of watching. You could rewatch any episode and enjoy it the same way you did the first time. And then that wraps that up.
What? Anything to add, Jerome?
Definitely one of those shows that people do like, but I feel like they don't like it enough. And that's actually the reason why is I'm going to get into it with my next pick. But yeah, love One Punch Man. Like I said, if you read the art, 100% was amazing. Season one, what Madhouse did was fucking made them damn near a staple in anime production. But and if you read the art, or if you read the manga, you see the art just fucking somehow even better. But yeah, One Punch Man is definitely what is it? I almost want to say a parody. One Punch Man. Yeah, definitely a parody on a lot of
makes fun of anime
shonen tropes. And you'd think that the premise of a hero that could beat anything in One Punch would get old. By like episode 2 or 3, I promise you it doesn't. Like they find a way to make that shit so entertaining and engaging.
That's one of the most enjoyable animes that doesn't, like, I don't watch for the plot that I like have on my list, to be honest.
And that's why I'm gonna throw y'all curveball with this next one. But
all right, yeah, Jordan, you're next. Go.
All right, curveball. I'm throw y'all not expecting this, so I'm gonna say Goblin Slayer. Now, a lot of people didn't fuck with Goblin Slayer off of that first EP, but and I will say part of why I have it in the top 10 is because one, y'all have been saying a lot of what I would normally say, so I'm trying to go for something a lot of people might not have seen by now. But and I also have read the manga, so with that being said, Goblin Slayer is one of those shows that a lot of underlying depth to it. So on the surface level, it's just isekai dude running around slaying goblins. But if you analyze the story on a deeper perspective, it kind of talks about one kind of like how interesting it is to have people aware of the fact that they're that middleman. So, and nobody wants to slay goblins, right? Like that's like saying nobody wants to be the trash. Like the trash man or the mailman or whoever, but someone has to do it.
Right.
So while in the show that the Demon King or whatever gets defeated like episode 3 by like just a bunch of unnamed party, but that's not going to stop the goblins from doing whatever they want. So it's interesting to take it from that perspective of a guy that's not only aware that someone needs to do the job, but willing to do it himself. And the concept that there's a lot of Dungeons and Dragons tropes and how he kind of uses his brain to kind of defy that logic. So in the show, it talks about how the world was born from the gods rolling dice. And Goblin Slayer kind of just says, fuck that. I'm going to use my what I have available to me to defy those odds. And yeah, like I said, once you get over that jarring first episode, is definitely a slept on title, I would say.
I haven't touched it, so I can't say no. All right.
Plan on it.
I would give y'all my fifth. Promised Neverland. I know Lewis was gonna say it at one point in time. Right now, I'm gonna be honest with you, Lewis took 3 of the animes that I was gonna say. So I just had to draw Promised Neverland and take that from them. Just so you know, Promised Neverland, it looks very childish. Damn, that's like, so corny. It looks so childish from the cover, but from the first ep, you'll know. And I see this with a lot of new animes, like they're getting into the plot or getting into the action or getting into like the entertainment side of the anime very quickly. And Promised Neverland is one of those animes that it always keeps you like on your toes. Always. Every ep, you're going to be on your toes. This anime, I guarantee you, if 10 people watched it, at least, I'm going to go ahead and say at least 6 to 7 out of 10 will watch it all in one day. That's how engaging that anime was. I watched it all in one night, and I had to wake up in 2 hours, 3 hours to go to work. And I did not feel bad about it. Actually,
totally worth it.
Yeah, totally worth it. I pushed to put Lewis on the day of, and I'm actually excited for 2020. I know there's a bunch of other anime coming out, but excited for Promised Neverland Part 2. And there's so much other animes that literally, and we can go into this on a different video, but that they just kill whatever they adapt the manga so well that it's like, damn, I don't even need to really read the manga, but you only read it just for more like personal reasons. But yeah, a lot of killing going on in Promised Neverland. That's all I'm going to give about it. But you will be on your toes. I don't like giving too much detail.
I mean,
this one is,
you got for a lot of enthusiasts. Yeah, for a lot of, like, I know some people follow either some voice actors or everything, but there's a lot of, they have a lot of people involved in that. I mean, for the people that like Hunter x Hunter, I mean, the voice actor for Kidoa, the one of the most hyped characters, is literally one of the main characters in this show, and he does not fill you as well. You would gain admiration for Ray, if you will. I mean, feel like it's like if you ever, it's a three-way chess match, honestly, and you're dealing with people that IQ are like at 1,000. So it's like, I don't know who's gonna outsmart the other person when you didn't even think outsmarting that person was an option.
You can't predict anything in this. We're gonna start with
so
that. You predict maybe 5% of what happens. But all right, Lewis, on to you for your next one.
I'm gonna have to go with Code Geass, and it's a lot of reasons why. I mean, if you ever watched an anime. And you always either...
I'm not going to speak I feel on this like, one.
Yeah, I mean, with Code Geass, it's a little different. Because with anime, you usually waited for character development to really have a stronger feeling for one of the main characters or to have understand their purpose on why. But this character, literally, the main character for Code Geass, Lelouch, he literally does everything with a purpose. Everything he does to the T has a purpose behind it, and you can hate all you want, but really and truly, it's just being a mastermind, knowing where you're going to be, even if you got a curveball thrown at you. It's like having a second bat prepared just because. And that's honestly, it was a good watch to see someone to be as conniving, not only conniving but strategic, with having his plan done, with so many emotional tolls along the way. I feel like he had to battle so many emotional tolls, family involved, friends involved, and sacrifices just to get with a decision he didn't even think at the end of the day would be 100% the right decision. So I liked it a lot.
All right, Jordan.
Let's see. What haven't I said yet?
Before Jordan picks, I'm gonna say, it's one of those animes you gotta watch really early.
Real quick, I'm gonna speak on this real quick and I'm gonna move on. Code Geass is what I would call a deceptively bad show.
In terms of mecha. That's all I'm gonna add on.
Mecha. And story, a lot of Lelouch's plans kind of hinder on either the plot changing how the world works to fit his favor, or or just the characters being complete idiots. And it's definitely a show that I thought was, I loved, and I definitely had to put into my top 10 at some point. But then I watched it a second time and probably even a third time.
Damn.
I don't know, man. It didn't. Upon further inspection, like I said, it's a very, in my opinion, like, and I'm not hating on Lewis for putting that in his top 10. That's his opinion. But yeah, definitely, in my opinion, a deceptively bad show. But anyways, moving on. For what are we on, 6 or 5?
6.
All right. So I'm gonna go with, and I'm gonna say this before Justin does, because I feel like he was gonna say it at some point. I'm gonna go with Yu Yu Hakusho. I knew you had it. I knew you had it. I'm throwing you off with that one. Yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho.
It made Hunter. Yu Yu Hakusho made Hunter. It made DBZ. Go ahead.
I don't know about DBZ because they were kind of coming out at the same time, but definitely Yu Yu Hakusho is the blueprint for Hunter x Hunter. So if you don't know, same author that wrote Hunter x Hunter, but earlier. So a lot of the blueprints he has, he kind of laid out here. And the best way I can summarize, if you know what Bleach is, it's basically a better version of Bleach with no swords. So essentially this kid dies in the first episode after being a delinquent all his life, and essentially no one expected him to sacrifice his life the way he did. Neither heaven nor hell could accept him, and he ends up being a spirit detective to hunt down apparitions and ghouls for heaven, and chaos ensues. Very shonen meathead-esque show, but just does everything very well. The MC is fucking great, relatable. I think it's top 5 MC for me.
I can say that.
Just a classic, honestly. It was made in the 90s. Yeah, just a fucking yeah, I love Yu Yu Hakusho. That's all I got.
I'm gonna hurt. I'm gonna add on and say the reason I said that, just because I feel like it touched like it published before any other the things he made. I know it was airing around the same time as Dragon Ball, but didn't it touch the market before any of it? Hunter and all the other shit he made?
I know they were definitely, their mangas are being published around the same time. Because that was kind of what people would call the OG Big Three.
Yeah.
Or just like the OG trilogy. So it was Yu Yu Hakusho, Dragon Ball Z, and Sailor Moon. I'm not sure what came out first. If you want to look it up, you can. But yeah, like you said, definitely a classic.
While I go.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
All right, my turn. Death Note. By the way, just going to add on previously during this, and even during my time, I'm going to still add on and say that there's some animes that you should not watch more than twice. Throwing Jordan under the bus on this one because it ruined Code Geass for him. That's all I'm going to say because it is an enjoyable watch. Sure. But just don't, if you watch it too many times, like there's some animes I can't watch more than once. But all right, time to get in mind. I know Lewis was going to expect me to say this at one point. Death Note. This was the second anime I watched, not in my life, but post hiatus, because I was on a 5-year hiatus before I watched anime again. And some people are like, oh, it's fake smart, like it's fake this. It's not fake anything. It just, it's so, like, so liked that just some people just hate on it. But it is very enjoyable. If you end up attaching yourself to one of the characters, which really just goes like this, this dude gets a book, he can kill people with the book. And it's just a power struggle. It's that he doesn't know where to draw the line between God and human. And he starts taking responsibility for stuff that really has nothing to do with him. So other than that, you're going to really find it enjoyable. There's a lot of backstabbing. There's a lot of criminal investigative type of feel. There's a little bit, not really too much action, but a lot of like sci-fi, some demons, some plot twists, some stuff that'll make you really think. Other than that, honestly, I would say it was really enjoyable. At the end, you will definitely feel an empty, satisfying feeling. Even though you may hate some characters, or you may hate or like how it ended, you will definitely have an empty but satisfying feeling. and I'll make cause you to take a little break from anime. Like, there's certain animes that'll do that to you, but that's all I got for Death Note.
Real quick to interject, just to come back. So Yu Yu Hakusho's original manga run started from December 3rd, 1990, all the way to July 25th, 1994. Mm-hmm. And while Dragon Ball had been airing since the had been in publication since the 70s, Dragon Ball Z started December 3rd, 1984. So, like, so I said, before. still at some point running along in the same, you know, they were being published around the same time, or at least in Shonen magazine. What is it? Shonen Jump. Okay. But other than definitely. I don't know. I wouldn't call it a spawn of Dragon Ball Z, but in a way, all the Shonen is all a spawn of Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. But there's definitely a lot of differences between besides it being hand to hand combat. There's a lot of differences between Dragon Ball and Yu Yu Hakusho.
All right, Lou.
All right, so my next anime on the list is probably gonna have to be Mob Psycho. And I have a
God
good
damn it, color fuck. Darn.
Mob Psycho is. It's actually, it surprised me a lot. It grew on me when I was able to look back and really see everything that they did to this. I mean, you're expecting One Punch Man to pretty much be the first of his class and the best that is going to stay on your mind in terms of a short anime with amazing content on the same approach. And they upped it on almost every of the major areas on what made One Punch Man so great. You have better character development. And I feel like they split the humor and made it a lot more enticing in a way that everything was done through Saitama and how he handles situations. Now you have the main character, and I haven't watched his name, which is Mentor. They're splitting the humor. He's asset and Mob says much development happens and you get to see more of what lacked in One Punch Man. They didn't have a lot of character development. More Tama understood things around what they made One Punch Man better. So that's why I respect Mob a little bit more than One Punch Man, given those being circumstances. And that pretty much does it for that.
If your phone's almost about to die, you better put that on the charger. Or if you're charging it right now. Anything to add to
that? One thing I want to touch on, definitely a story of, like you said, kind of the opposite of One Punch Man, whereas in the character is bored with his life because he's so powerful. The character wants to find meaning in life besides having, you know, incredibly broken psychic powers. Yeah. And I don't know, just the way he kind of like proves himself in so many other ways other than the gifts he was born with. Especially when it came to the what was it, like the gym or like the weightlifting club?
Yeah, weightlifting club.
Yeah, definitely super, super inspiring. It was definitely my favorite anime, or at least the second season was my favorite anime of last year. Right. But yeah, Mob Psycho was definitely great. And yeah, if Javi hadn't brought it up, I was.
Same. It was definitely enjoyable. I can tell
I
you.
I love Mob Psycho.
So enjoyable. Jordan, it's on you. I think this is...
What I have left. Seven. I gotta say, I was literally going to say Mob Psycho next. I'm going to go with Fate Zero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Fate Zero, part of the great of the larger Fate Nasuverse, is essentially the prequel to a lot of the main storyline. So if you don't know, there's...
You can't follow Fate.
You definitely...
Yeah, that's
it's
not
weird.
A storyline.
Started as a light novel in where you have to play through the... You have to play through it several times to unlock all the endings. So there's the... Well, I won't get into all that, but essentially that's the Fate Stay Night route, and then Fate Zero is the prequel to Fate Stay Night. So, but at least the anime probably will get it'll probably get replaced by Heaven's Feel when the third movie comes out. But for right now, essentially the plot is seven mages summon seven servants of different historical figures and essentially battle to the death. And while Fate Stay Night is good, kind of more focuses on the two main characters, or just around two central characters, whereas Fate Zero kind of gives you a glimpse into every aspect through every caster and every servant, and very, very reminiscent of a Greek tragedy, if you've studied English literature at all. Yeah, great animation, great cast.
Definitely great animation.
Yeah, and Fate Zero is probably the weakest animation-wise of...
I mean...
Oh, no, that's not true. The original Fate Zero, or the original Fate Zero is pretty bad, but still great. Yeah, Fate Zero. It's on Netflix if you...
It's on my list.
We should start plugging where these are at. I forgot we need to start plugging where these are at.
I got it. Like, during the video, I guess I'll put, like, screenshots and cool. Like all right, I'm going to go with this one. I don't think Jordan watched it yet, or I think he heard of it though, but Space Brothers, definitely a enjoyable,
I think you told me about this, yeah,
slice of life type of anime. It's really about these two brothers, one being a big brother, and I don't know if you have this big brother little brother type of relationship at home, but as a big brother you always want to be like the role model, and the big brother ended up losing kind of purpose, and the younger brother ended up wanting to still chase his dream and become an astronaut. Little brother ended up doing so. The big brother felt like he was behind. Big brother needs to catch up now. And it goes to show you that, like, yeah, stick to it, stick to your dreams. You're going to get it regardless. And it really just sticks on that premise of just the big brother, little brother relationship. There are some times where you definitely will be a little, be sad in a sense, because you don't really know what's going to happen. The anime is around, like, I think 80 some episodes or 70 some episodes. It is definitely long, does a lot of character development. I appreciated it for what it was. You definitely get attracted and attached to certain characters, and it's definitely just a nice slice of life anime. It's really grounded. If you don't look at and learn about, like, astronauts and space and shit, so go watch it. But other than that, like, I liked it. I loved it. Anything with 70 plus episodes you're going to get attached to, but that's one of the ones I don't feel bad about. I actually have it on the list to read as well, because the manga is still going on. Anyways, other than that, that's it. That's all I got for Space Brothers. Lewis?
All right. My next one on the list is going to be Vinland Saga. The reason I'm mentioning it is, really and truly, there's so many different ways that I reflected on Vinland Saga beyond what the anime story is going on to really address or to tell. There's so many different things going on. First, the animation is also great. You know, they did an amazing job producing this one. Storyline, you're getting away from all those action adventures that the plot relies on a magic system as well here. It's really more like Viking. It is a Viking appeal, and you're really getting main character having his life built on revenge. For the most part, he doesn't really have a purpose beyond that for a good majority of the show. Now, father being respectable a person, so, you know, family being, you know, number one in the beginning of this show, and you really have times in your life where you either were motivated by revenge or needed to or had some challenges ahead of you and just wanted to bring out the best in you, and kind of where you lose yourself in that too. So it's something that is very relatable beyond what the story's saying, and it keeps you interested even with the dialogue heavy episodes, to where it's just more explanation. There's still a lot of action to keep you entertained, in my opinion. So that's my explanation for why I choose Vinland, at least.
That was also one that was going to come up with some time for me. I was going to let Lewis take it, though. But
yeah, I was probably going to say that next, honestly.
All right, Jay.
Let's not talk about Askeladd not being one of the best.
One of the greatest villains ever. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And yeah, definitely, if you finish the anime, read the manga. It's fucking insane.
I have to get to it. I'm a little mad, though, that they're not. But they haven't given an answer on adapting it, but.
I don't know, because what I've learned through a lot of the years of watching anime, they don't really treat it the way we do. So a lot of the times, anime is more so just a really big budget advertisement for a manga,
right?
And that's why a lot of shows that you might fuck with heavy, like won't get a second season, because it was always just to be, hey, this is interesting. Pique your interest with the anime, but go read the manga. Go purchase it.
At some point, anime watchers, we will have to get to that point if they start producing
shit. For sure. Yeah. Honestly.
We're running low on content.
Facts.
All right, Jordan, on you.
Last 2 years were kind of slow. But, all right, so I'm going to go with – I'm surprised neither of y'all have said it, maybe because I don't think Javi's watched it. I don't know if you watched it, Justin, but I'm going to go with Neon Genesis.
Oh, I have it on the list.
I take a pass.
You haven't watched it? You haven't watched it, Justin?
I have it on the list, but I haven't watched it yet. It's mad old, right?
Okay. Yeah, mad old. But so real quick, just to get into it, definitely a cult classic. It's essentially what's called a deconstruction anime, where essentially after trope has kind of been exploited by a lot of shows throughout a long period of time, any kind of creator will kind of take those tropes and kind of flip it on its head. So whereas something like Gurren Lagann is seen piloting a mech is like very empowering and, you know, trying to carve your own destiny, Neon Genesis kind of takes that aspect and says, well, for some people this might be a super traumatic event. And a lot of people say that they're kind of depressed throughout the whole show, which isn't necessarily true. It kind of looks like that on the surface, though, but you kind of realize towards the end, especially on a rewatch, that everyone here to kind of learn how to deal with their problems. And I won't get into each character, but yeah, definitely a cult classic. Something that to this day, people like have to look up and watch videos of like explaining the ending. I know the movies. I think the third one kind of got delayed with this whole coronavirus shit, but it was on the way to finalizing it in an HD remake. But yeah, the Neon Genesis is something that definitely will hit you hard on a philosophical level if that's what you're into. And on top of that, it's just a great mech in general.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've not watched it, but get into it. I'm going to go ahead and say, I was going to say it, but I'm not going to say it yet. I'm going to say Rainbow. Before I get into detail with Rainbow, just to add on with Spade Brothers, it'll make you question like your career a little bit and make you kind of rethink of like when you were a little kid, like what did you actually dream to do or want to do? And it'll make you have like that kind of crisis. But honestly, if you're into that, or if you actually thought about your career, questioned your career and wanted to do what you love, that you should watch that anime. But to do a quick overview of Rainbow. Rainbow is a group of dudes stuck in prison, and they all have these dreams. They all have these things that they want to do in life. And the fact that they're stuck in prison, they do have a disadvantage. Obviously, they did some bull crap to get in prison, but they have these disadvantage. They're working on building trust. There's a lot of backstabbing, a lot of molesting, and just terrible childhoods. You're not going to see them get molested like that, but it's just some bad childhoods and some people. Just it makes you really think like what's going on in prison that we really don't know about. But it's just some of these dudes want to become a singer, some of these dudes want to box, and their careers are hindered by just people trying to get in the way, just people that are just giving them bad sack. So it's an anime you really would want to watch if not you're in your feels, but you want to watch something that's like more like brotherly love type of stuff, like, or motivate or chase your dreams type of stuff. Like anyone from the bottom can eventually get there. It just takes some hard work, change of lifestyle. If you've been in a bad place, you can always change. It is definitely enjoyable in that sense. It's weird, but It's up there. I can say that. It's a prison anime, but a lot of weird shit going on. Other than that, I think that's all I got. Lou?
All I got from here on out is either honorable mentions, but not anything that I would consider to be top 10 worthy.
Okay. You could throw them in there. You could do shorter spiel on it since it's an honorable mention.
Yeah, I mean, One That I Like is a good watch. I did like, it's one that I feel everyone has watched at some point in time. Full Metal Brotherhood. I liked how they had all of pretty much the different, what is it? Were each entity, I forgot what it was. It slipped my mind. But I pretty much like how the animation was great for the time it was. Story's great. One of the best, by the way, dubbed animes. The dub is not bad at all. This is probably the first anime I preferred the dub. And probably just one out of the two that I preferred the dub. But it's a really good watch. That adventure action type of feel. I do like the whole theory behind, the equal. Jordan, help me out here.
Equal song.
What? You didn't watch Brotherhood?
No, of course I watched Brotherhood. I'm not sure.
What is it? Equal worth? Oh, I forgot the term. Never mind.
Equivalent exchange.
There you go. I like the whole idea behind equivalent exchange, and pretty much the whole focus they had on that anime is definitely an honorable mention.
Okay. All right, Jordan. You're on. You got two more, bro. Number 9.
I only got one more on the list. Y'all left. Or fuck, I don't have anything on the list right now. Y'all got rid of everything I was going to say, or at least half. What do I want to throw on there? I'm just going to spitball this one. I'm going to say Konosuba. Konosuba is a isekai, and probably my favorite isekai, maybe behind. No, it's right above My Life as a Slime. But essentially, this guy dies, is sent to a parallel world, and the goddess that sends him there is actually a dickhead. So instead of choosing a weapon to take with him or an ability, he chooses to take her with him. And he's thinking that it's going to make his life easy street, but it turns out that this goddess is not only a dickhead, she's a fucking dumbass. So, I don't know, soup, it's kind of tropey, but kind of not at the same time, so it kind of flips a lot of the same tropes and is fucking hilarious. So his party basically consists of a one-shot mage that can only use one spell before she knocks on the ground and is unconscious, the dumbass goddess as their healer, and a masochistic knight that only I can't hit anything. First of all, her accuracy is god awful. And it's just borderline insane. And yeah, they kind of just go about the world and just end up racking up a shitload of debt because they're fucking garbage at partying. But it's watching them is fucking hilarious. And I love Konosuba. Definitely my favorite isekai.
Okay. I got put down on the list. Didn't think about that one.
So the movie just came out. The movie was fucking hilarious. It's probably a top 5 movie of that year.
We got two more. Lewis has one more. I got two more. And Jordan got one more. I'm gonna go ahead and say there's this thing about overhyped anime. I'm gonna go ahead and say RayZero. Overhyped anime it's overhyped because it appeals to a certain audience, man. It is not the best time travel anime. I'm gonna go ahead and say that. Or kind of slipping through time type of anime. There are some plot holes. Hopefully the next season that comes out this year explains a little bit about that, or hopefully the manga does, but I don't know. I wouldn't really read the manga. It's one of those watches that you just kind of go through and just enjoy a little bit of action, a little bit of romance, a little bit of just dumbness, let's say. I'm not gonna blame you if you got this in your top 10, mind you. Jordan and Lewis took a lot of the shit that was going to be in my top 10. So at this point, we're just throwing in stuff that we actually enjoy and would put there if those were taken. So honestly, I'm going to say Ray Zero, enjoyable. I hope season two for the next season ends up turning out good and doesn't turn out like Sword Art Online did. And we're just not going to talk about that.
Tokyo Ghoul and
yeah,
a lot of others.
A lot of shit, but we'll talk about that later. Other than that, I really think Ray Zero is one of those animes you watch when you're like 20 deep, 25 deep, or at least you passed all the shit that we mentioned later throughout your anime watching career. Definitely fun. I don't want to give too much details on it because I wouldn't really stand too much behind it, but I do enjoy the watch. Time travel somewhat. All right, Lewis, last one. I'm surprised you ain't mentioned Castlevania, man.
It's not an anime.
That's debatable. I understand that. I understand the argument.
It's not like an anime, but yeah, it's more like it's exactly the same as Avatar.
Castlevania is dope, bro.
It is dope as shit, but it is what it is, man.
I remember putting Javi on the Castlevania. I told that motherfucker to watch that shit like as soon as I was done with season three.
All right, moving along, man. My last honorable mention, because I haven't watched it in a while, and I refuse to watch it again. But it was Cowboy Bebop, right? So
damn, I was literally about to say Cowboy Bebop.
I mean, Cowboy Bebop is what it is, man. You're gonna get everything you're looking for in a good watch out of Cowboy Bebop, and it's a lot more in a society where we could understand. It's more realistic than most of the animes, I would say, or at least what happens in it is it's easier to understand, easier to see what's going on, just enjoy everything that's going on within the anime. So it's definitely a good watch.
Jory, last one.
I had Cowboy ready to go. I mean, if I can speak on Cowboy real quick, I'd love to.
You could jump on.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
Cowboy, kind of like what he said, but as you're watching it, definitely a very melancholy show.
He's a big word. So it's kind of like that,
it's kind of definitely a show you have to
be in the mood for.
And it makes you think about, or kind of makes you not think, honestly, because
I don't know about y'all, but when I was watching it,
my thoughts watching it were, damn, like if we kind of stopped and thought about all the horrible things that happen on just even on a day to day basis in life,
oh, that'll make you forget it.
We never stop being depressed.
All right.
So it's definitely, I don't know, man. It's
a lifestyle to be had in Cowboy Bebop, but kind of like just kind of treading along.
Just going through the motions, not really trying to think about anything bigger than yourself.
Yeah. I guess that.
Yeah, but Cowboy Bebop, we talked about how like it was almost top 10 for us, but we just barely made the cut. So I'm definitely glad that we decided to.
And keep in mind, this is a very, very biased list. So don't.
Yeah, because Cowboy Bebop freaking classic.
Like it, I was honestly gonna hang up with
either of y'all said My Hero.
No. We'll touch on that in a little bit, but all right, I'm gonna touch on the last one. Until we get into worst. Psycho-Pass. It is a very investigative type of feel of anime. I'm gonna give you like short backstory. It makes you really question the morals like we have in society, because literally it's really about just it's this city or country that they input a criminal justice system that they justify who's a criminal or not based on what the gun says, and the gun is able to basically analyze your thoughts, obviously the action you did, how the guilt you feel, and it can really like get into your mind, because you know how we in society we're like, oh, we do something and we feel bad, so that's how we know it's bad. This is literally Psycho-Pass. It's like when you do something that's bad, or you do something that you know is wrong and no one sees you and you have that small gut feeling inside, the gun will literally show that, hey, yeah, you know this is bad, you're a criminal, going to jail because we caught you feeling bad about your actions. And sooner or later, you find people that are able to negate and not feel bad. And that's a psychopathic tendency where they don't feel bad about their what they just did, no matter how terrible it may seem or murder, how bad it may seem. There's people that actually don't feel bad about it. So that's all I'm going to give you on psychopath.
Yeah, that's a really good explanation, man.
Investigate it. Really
I just rewatched Psychopath maybe like 2 months ago, and I still probably couldn't have summarized it.
I watched random episodes in it, maybe six. Mm-hmm. And literally it was because I was visiting, I forgot who I was visiting, and they had it on. I think I was visiting my cousin, and every time I went, he was watching Psychopath. Like, it was always on the weekend. But besides that,
yeah, I'm surprised I was able to explain it as well because I haven't watched it since 2018.
It's really a weird premise to kind of summarize, but
it makes you rethink like our criminal justice system now with a lot of shit.
I mean,
but all right, that's it. Like, guys, we're gonna put all of them, all the top 10s for each of us.
I skipped mine because I couldn't figure it out. So I'm gonna cheat real quick. I'm just gonna say One Piece. Now keep in mind, I read One Piece. I haven't actually seen the manga or I haven't seen the anime.
Of course,
for maybe a year. I definitely haven't watched it since the Whole Cake Island arc and the fight with Katakuri. But I did start with the anime. Growing up, and I absolutely love One Piece. One Piece has been a part of my life almost as long as anime has. I remember growing up as a kid, not only was I watching it, but there were times where my mom couldn't pick me up straight from work, so I would stay across the I would go to this library that was like right across from my school. And I would just be in the library, like in the back, like reading One Piece, Naruto, all that for like hours, and fucking, I definitely wouldn't appreciate this
blame your mom
if it hadn't been for that. Nah, I appreciate it.
Leaving you for that.
Nah, she was working. What am I gonna get mad at that for?
Librarian.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I personally prefer the manga over the anime for a multitude of reasons that I won't get into now. But I still love the anime. From what I've seen, though, I've seen clips on Twitter. I guess they kind of changed up the art style, and whatever studio the Dragon Ball Super Broly movie used, Toei hired them. And from what I've seen, the art style for Wano looks fucking gorgeous. Like, but it's definitely the best the series has looked in a long time, especially for how long it's going. The content's been able to put up. Absolutely, yeah, One Piece. And also another top three. I think top three showing real quick is Hunter, One Piece, JoJo's. That's my opinion.
I mean, I'm just letting you speak.
Honorable mention to early Naruto. I was talking, me and Justin were talking
You could literally just say Naruto without the Shippuden. Because Naruto and Naruto Shippuden are technically like two different entities.
And we honestly,
I look at it as one collective, because that's like kind of saying Kill Bill Volume 1 and Kill Bill 2, it's two separate movies when really it's the same story.
Sort of.
Ugh, yuck.
Oh man,
we gonna get into that.
Yeah. All right, so guys, that was it. We're gonna have all of them in the description for pretty much every top 10 or whatever for all of us, our names, our apps, and all that. Leave a comment which ones you think we left out. I know we left out a lot of mainstream ones. The only mainstream one I think we had was One Piece and maybe Full Metal, but definitely wasn't on my list. So other than that, I think Death Note could pass for mainstream.
Death Note is mainstream.
Okay. But anyways, we all had one of each. So other than that, guys, by the way, I'm going to end this one and then re-record for the next one. Okay. All right, so other than that, yo, appreciate you guys watching long. Like I said, leave your comments and watch all the animes we just listed from the beginning.
For sure.
And because we literally listed our favorites from the beginning to the end. So, and We put them as high as possible. We tried to take each other's. Lewis took damn near half of what I was going to say. He took almost all of what I was going to say.
I'm glad that worked out like that because we said, he's not into it as much as we are. And I'm glad he took the more obvious picks.
Right.
So that me and Justin could really get into how we our taste at least.
So either or,
it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
But it is what it is. Lewis will begin to watch more. So anyways, appreciate you guys watching. Like the video, subscribe, leave your comments down below, and see you in the next one. Peace. The next one's probably you want to do the worst ones next? Yeah, we can do the worst ones.
I thought we were doing I think we're gonna do the genres, and then one of the genres is worst.
Okay. All right. Peace, guys. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.